When festival artistic director Kevin Rich was casting the iconic role of Hamlet, he kept in mind that Shakespeare, in creating his plays, was writing about what was fundamentally human about people and investigating traits that we all have in common. So he said it was a natural extension of that philosophy that led him to cast a woman. Enter actress Deborah Staples and director Lita Hoffman, both from the Milwaukee theater scene. Staples recently appeared at the festival as Cleopatra and Elizabeth I. Now she says she's reached a point in her career where she feels a pull to take on the male roles in Shakespeare's canon.
My husband actually has always thought that I should play Hamlet, and I told Kevin that, and he slammed the table with his hand and said, "That's what I think!" And, you know, my heart stopped for, I don't know, a good 5 minutes while I took that in, because I had not honestly ever considered that as a possibility. And after about 5 minutes, I kind of came back around and said, I think I would like to do that. And we kept in touch over the 2 years. I'd get an email from Kevin saying, you still interested in doing that? I'd write back and say, yeah.
Yeah.
Lita, when you were brought on board, how did it feel to have this pitched to you for you to direct this show?
It was great. Kevin loves telling this story because Kevin called me and said, okay, so I've got an idea, and if you have to love it, and you have to be honest with me about whether you love it, because I think he was, you know, thinking about just imposing this idea on a production with the director right up front. You've got to make sure that the director's on board. And so I was a little nervous because he had all of these caveats in his voice that I, you know, just to make sure that I was really up front about whether I thought this was a good idea or not. And then he goes, would you like to direct Deb Staples as Hamlet? And he says the pitch of my voice just went way up. Yes! I was just so excited. I've worked with Deb before.
You're both from the Milwaukee theater scene.
We are both from Milwaukee, and we did a one-woman show together about a year ago now, and the two of us just had a great time working on that show, and I think that Deb is just such a talented actor that to go into a show like Hamlet, knowing that you've got somebody who you can just have such a trust in to have a full command over the scope and scale of this play and to really make the language of this play crystal clear and rich was just such a gift going into this process as I started to work on what this play would look like and feel like.
Now, I know you're both not historians, but I'm curious what you think about why there is such a strong theatrical tradition going back to the 18th century of women portraying Hamlet. You know, and they're not playing Richard III, and you don't see them doing Iago, but it's over and over again, you know, people like Sarah Bernhardt and Asta Nielsen portraying Hamlet. What is it about women and Hamlet? Is there something about the psychology of Hamlet that really fits well with a female performer?
I think so. I think if you sort of look at the spectrum of sexuality, sometimes when we have this conversation, reduce it down to stereotypes a little bit and talk about the extremes, and that's maybe okay to do, to speak about this. But if you look at the spectrum of sexuality and you think of traits that are more female or more male, some of the traits that Hamlet has as a character are a little more bent toward the female, caring perhaps for other people, other people's needs in front of your own, seeing shades of gray and things, not so black and white.
His open grieving.
Open grieving, absolutely. And a certain thoughtfulness and methodical nature. So when something bad happens, it's not jumping straight for the aggressive revenge. It's, that's what I want to do. Is that the just thing to do? Is that the right thing to do? Do I have the proper proof that this was so? Or is this something that I'm seeing because it's something I want to see? So there are all sorts of checks that make it, I think, a little bit more female in a way. And the sort of question of, is it better to just suffer these things myself in my own mind and in my own soul? Or do I need to act on these things knowing that people could die? I could die. Our civilization could be thrown into war. It could be thrown into any number of things. Is it worth taking that risk. And he doesn't do any of those things lightly. He doesn't do it without consideration. And I think that a lot of those things tend a little bit more toward the female spectrum.
Lita, your thoughts?
I think, too, there's something about Hamlet who is considered as a character in literature, this eminently relatable person, this person who, through his soliloquy, shares complex things in his psyche, in his mind that we're working through, that everyone works through. And so in that way, he can be an archetype of an everyman, or an every person is really the better word for that. And I think there's something quite wonderful about putting a woman into a male role, and Deb's going to play Hamlet as a man. But there's just a little bit of openness to who this person is that I think it gives you an in. If you're a man, you've got a male character to connect with. If you're a woman, you have a female actor to connect with. And there's just a little bit more breadth of the human experience that we can get into this one character when we have so many different things informing it.
Deborah, tell me what it feels like to be portraying a character that has been portrayed throughout the centuries by all the great actors of every generation. There's a long line of actors from that, you know, both remembered and not remembered, who have played this part. Is that at all intimidating to you, to be stepping into the shoes of this part?
I've had the great privilege of seeing a lot of really amazing Hamlets myself, and knowing them as people, and running into some of them over the course of the last year, knowing that I was going to do this. And I was saying to one of them, you know, it's so much fun and such an honor to be working on this material and to grapple with this stuff at this point in my life. It's an incredible honor. On the days that I am not paralyzed by fear. And the response that I got from this guy was, uh-huh. Yep.
So that was part of a big tradition there.
Exactly. And everybody goes through this, I am finding. And more than one Hamlet has said to me, the great thing about it, because you do have to relieve yourself of that pressure and only take it on as a great joy. And so I was told by more than one of them, well, the one thing you know is that you're not going to get it right. It's too big. You can't do the perfect Hamlet. You know, you're going to go on this journey, and it will take you on this journey, and it will be an incredible journey, and it will be specific to you, and you will feel great about parts of it every time. But you're never going to, in a role like this, you don't nail it. You know, there's always more to learn. There is always more to, you could play this role the rest of your life and still have more that you're going to unearth. So that's, you know, it's a great way to think of it.
Let's talk about the production design and what your vision for this Hamlet is. I understand there's an element of Elizabethan quality in this.
There is. One of the things that Kevin asked me really early on in this process is, he usually likes in a season for one play to be more in that traditional Elizabethan look, and for the other show, the other Shakespeare in the season, to have a different period to it. And so it was kind of funny to have these options be, well, Elizabethan or not. And I went, okay, well, if those are the two options, then I guess Elizabethan, but we're not, you'll see when you see the show, we're not going for something that's a historical piece. The main idea behind the designs of these costumes are to go with the classic silhouettes that you expect from a Shakespeare play. We can be in a world where there are kings and queens and warring armies, and all of the given circumstances of this play can exist in the time in which it was written. At the same time, you're going to see lots of fascinating leatherwork details and studs on costumes and boots and all of these details that help us bring it into a far more contemporary world. Because it's really important to me that we see these characters as real people. We see these characters as our fathers, mothers, children, friends. And in order to do that, it's always my job as a director to make sure that you can ground it in its historical reality, and you can bring these characters to life in a way that feels like it's really immediate to the conversations you're having now in your life.
Deb, you are working hard on becoming Hamlet. Mm. How do you stay in shape while you're doing this? That's going to be, it's demanding. There's a lot going on there. So how do you take care of yourself in the process?
One of the big things I did was I started doing strength training, just knowing that certainly at my age, you know, when you start doing weightlifting and that sort of thing, or any new sort of exercise thing, there's a soreness, there's a, you know, you got to work out the kinks. So I really worked hard to get all that done before I got here so that I could come in strong to work on those fights, you know, pick up those skills quickly to be agile, to be, you know, really set to go. So, you know, it's a combination of strength training and then cardio and, you know, a useful thing we were just talking about is to run your lines while you're doing cardio exercise to just get used to the athleticism that is required to do, to act a show amid the sweep of emotion and amid the 90 degree weather with humidity, if that happens to be the case one night while you're wearing boots and a leather jacket. And it's a really good exercise. Your body gets used to thinking and producing while it's under duress.
This play has been performed for centuries, and I'm wondering if how we receive it in 2016 is any different or perhaps the same as audiences did in 1816, 1716, 1616.
I think that Hamlet is a play that lets you be the play you need for this moment. It is so honestly about the real issues that human beings grapple with. And there are things that I hear a character say in rehearsal that applies to a conversation I was having with somebody the day before. And there are actors in this cast who have opened up about stories they have, about loss, about love, about relationships with parents that just crop up naturally by simply really listening to the words in this play. Whatever you're ready to hear from this play, however, whatever you're grappling with in your mind right now as a human being, there's this amazing spectrum of thoughts that are able to connect to this show. And so I think that's why people have done it for so many years.
One thing I would like to say about the play of Hamlet that may surprise people that maybe are less familiar with the play but have heard of it is that Hamlet is, and Hamlet's language, Hamlet has a lot of language, it's some of the clearest language in the Shakespearean canon. And the thoughts are so profound, so simple, so clear, so large in scope that it's just so much fun. And I think people that are sometimes scared of Shakespeare, especially the big tragedies, the important ones, you know, it's just a great ride to go on. And it truly is one that you're not going to get lost. It is one of the easiest plays, I think, to follow. And wherever you are in your life, I mean, I've seen this play maybe 8 times in my life, and I've never had the feeling I saw it again. Because it's been so different depending on who is doing it and where I was in my own life. It really does hold that whole lifespan of experience. So there is something for everyone in there. And I have just been finding so much, as a woman, little things that have made me say, I think I have a connection to this. I understand this feeling. Perhaps more readily it's than a man who is stepping into the role. They would first identify with other things. I am first identifying with, you know, another spectrum of things. And it's made me feel like, yeah, this does expand the accessibility to some degree for a lot of the women and girls out there, which is pretty cool. And it's great to be a part of. And I feel like this is the right time for it in what's going on in our culture. We are sort of breaking down barriers in some ways and trying to understand a little bit more what everybody else's experience in life are.
That's actress Deborah Staples, who's portraying Hamlet in a production directed by Lita Hoffman at the Illinois Shakespeare Festival, which is currently up and running through August 13 at the Ewing Cultural Center Theater in Bloomington. I'm Laura Kennedy.